This is GQDN for May 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By the way, Audible has a sale right now. So if you get that free credit, you get another one. That is another book. So go do that. Go do it. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Because if you do, you get really good stuff, including Questworthy. That's our own drink mix. Go get it. And if you put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. Not much news today, but there is some. Like EA, Nintendo Switch, and GTA 6. Wait, did I say EA? Okay, so according to IGN, EA, the CEO, Andrew Wilson, said that they have no plans on increasing the video game prices. Now, that's what they have confirmed, even though Microsoft and Nintendo has jumped to $80. So here is what Andrew Wilson did say when they talked to IGN. Quote, "In terms of pricing power, our business is very different today than it was just 10 years ago. In a world where everything we did 10 years ago was about selling shiny discs in plastic boxes and retail shelves. Well, that's still a part of our business. A significantly smaller part of our business. And we now have pricing representing everything from free to play all the way to deluxe editions and beyond. At the end of the day, whether we're doing something that costs $1 or doing something that costs $10 or we're doing something that costs $100, our objective is always to deliver incredible quality and exceptional value for our player base. And what we've discovered over the course of time is when we can marry quality and value together, our business is strong, resilient, and continues to grow." End quote. So right now, they have no plans of increasing the video game prices, coming from EA. But PCGamer.com did say that one of the former PlayStation bosses did say that GTA 6 could cost $80 to $90 for the base game. Now, that has not yet been confirmed, though PC Gamer thinks it could be going that way. And that was after what Xbox did say on their website, that this holiday, we would be seeing $80 base games at the beginning of the holiday season. But will Take-Two, the owner of Rockstar, which is the maker of GTA 6, follow suit? Where the former PlayStation boss, Satoshi Yoshida, was thinking. Because you know, he was talking about PlayStation Inside, about that. And if you remember, he was talking about inflation when it comes to those video games. So here's what he said, quote, "We live in contrasting times where inflation is real and significant, but people expect games that are ever more ambitious and therefore expensive to develop to cost the same. It's an impossible equation," end quote. But he also said that the companies were looking at their diversity and their revenues just to fund their projects. That would include the remakes and remasters. Further quote, "Basically, the proliferation of remasters and remakes doesn't really stem from any kind of nostalgia or a desire to bring games up to date, but it is a kind of easy solution to bring in profits that ultimately help finance new games," end quote. Now, he did get into the PC ports, which could be a part of the equation, and he was also talking about the subscription platforms, gaming services. Then he went to GTA, and he said he did not know whether Rockstar will take a chance at raising the price, try to sell it at $80 or $90, etc., etc. But he did say that there has to be a balance that has to be found between the production and cost and the game prices. For the quote, "GTA 6 will obviously be a case in point, but if you take the example of Clair Obscur Expedition 33, the game is just as phenomenal visually, despite the fact that the team is only around 30 people. This is one of the ways forward, I think, because you can make excellent games with tighter teams and budgets without compromising quality, end quote. Will the price be? Keep our eyes on it. But let's stay with GTA 6 because GameTrader.com also said that a Baldur's Gate 3 developer was really impressed with the new GTA 6 trailer. And if you haven't seen that trailer, you should go see it. So anyway, the Baldur's Gate 3 publishing director Michael Dose was talking about the trailer himself, and he praised the upcoming game and its predecessors for their ability to receive the pop culture within the game and how to encase it. Quote, "Once again, GTA perfectly captures the broadest impression of contemporary culture without compromise, while the entire industry around it is selectively files away the burrs of reality through fear of blank," end quote. That same publisher, they talk about the critics, and he said the critics would enjoy the game. Further quote, "Meanwhile, you have some out of touch dude, like there's no modern audience. It is science, LMAO. Yes, there is, and they're playing GTA 6 and understanding all of the references because it's rich and expensive and rich and grander," end quote. That's what he was saying up on X at Barry AFK. So he is thinking he'll have fun with it. We'll see if he does. Oh, Final Fantasy Rebirth now has a new mod. WCCF Tech, you gave the story, didn't you? So right now, there's a new Final Fantasy VII Rebirth mod that's now available for download for free. And it does introduce a highly requested feature that is only available in the vanilla game. And it is a weapon changer for all of the heroes. So if you have that weapon changer, you might just enjoy it. All right, so let's talk about Nintendo Switch 2. WCCF Tech said that the Nintendo Switch 2 game chat sessions could be monitored. Why? Well, it's for safety reasons. And that was via the new update to its privacy policy. And that was spotted on Reddit because one of the people did update Reddit and posted the new privacy policy ahead of the release of Switch 2. And they were saying that Nintendo, quote, "may collect, monitor, and record audio and video of game chat sessions to provide safe, secure environment," end quote. That will be for some of the services. Now, the new privacy policy did not specify if the game chat sessions will be constantly monitored and recorded. And WCCF Tech says that is a bit concerning to know that the company could be recording or doing some other stuff with your game chat. So we shall see what happens with that. But keep in mind, this is Nintendo Life, NintendoLife.com, because they got their hands or their eyes on the Xbox handheld photo leaks, and they said that Switch 2 looks better than that. That's what they said, because there are two versions of the upcoming ROG Ally 2, and they have been leaked via the FCC photos, and they were showcasing some white models and black models branded with the Xbox button, and they gave some credit to Eurogamer for it, and they said it did look pretty straightforward because they did update the ROG Ally. They were showing the two analog sticks, the D-pad, and the standard Xbox face buttons, and they were critiquing it, not just comparing the two. In fact, Hong514613 said on X, quote, "ROG Ally 2, RC36A, black, 20 volts, 5A, 100W, RC73YA, white, 20 volts, 3.25A, 65W, and showed the pictures of the new ROG Ally. And yes, they were saying that the Switch 2 looked better than the ROG Ally 2. But you make your own decision on that. So do we. So which one did look better? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Blue Sky and X. This has been a Don Porch production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news.